A small village in County Mayo has been welcoming bird watchers from all over Ireland and Britain in recent days following the sighting of a rare North American bird. It is the yellow-crowned nighthorn and it has arrived in Belcarra. According to Birdwatch Ireland, it's the first sighting ever of the species in Ireland or the UK. We can speak to Eric Dempsey, bird and wildlife expert, and he's among those who's travelled to catch a glimpse of the bird. You've seen the bird, Eric. What's it like?
It's an extraordinary looking bird. People would be familiar with grey herons. So this is a smaller version of a grey heron. It's a sort of a chunky bird, but it has a very striking head pattern. Now, yellow-crowned night heron gives a false impression that it has this beautiful daffodil yellow crown. It's actually more creamy buff than yellow. It has a black stripe to its eye, a white stripe underneath its eye, and then has lovely long plumes on its head. These long white sort of plumes that sort of drape and float on the wind. But to get a context of what this sighting means, there's only been one previous European record, and that was in Portugal. There's been some seen on the Azores out in the middle of the Atlantic. So the fact that this bird has crossed the Atlantic and somehow has found its way into this beautiful little village of Belcarra, where it has been welcomed by the locals and is feeding on crayfish on the river. It's an extraordinary thing.
A clever bird to find its way to beautiful Belcarra. But are there other reasons why it might have maybe lost its way?
The chances are it was blown across the Atlantic last autumn. Last autumn saw a series of hurricanes. This possibly is to do with the changing of the temperatures of the water in the Atlantic. It's increasing the number of hurricanes, and hurricanes will go up along the east coast of the United States, and they will often sweep up migrating birds from North America that are traveling from Southeast Canada towards, say, Florida or Cuba, and they will bring them across the Atlantic in a big tropical storm. And we had a series of storms last year which deposited many migrants from America on our shores. The chances are this bird was among that fall and basically has survived the winter and has found a little niche for itself in Belcarra. The sad thing is it will never, ever get back across the Atlantic. Oh. It's a lone bird by itself, surviving by itself. And, you know, when I see a bird like that, I'm in awe of its journey.
I know,
it's not just a bird. When you think that this bird has crossed the Atlantic and survived, you know, you have to be in awe of this bird.
Is there anything that can be done to help it now?
Do you know what? It doesn't need help. It's okay. And it's just one of those things that happens on occasions. You know, there is good population of them in the United States, so it doesn't need to be repatriated. But you know what? It's okay. It's fine. It's doing well. It won't mate, but perhaps, you know, genetically that's a good thing, because if it, you know, got blown off course, it may not have been the strongest bird, so its genes will not pass on. And that's the way nature is. It's cruel in many ways. But you know, the great thing is, everybody is appreciating it. It's a bit like, you know, we all went out and looked at the Northern Lights. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see a bird like this. I might live to be 150 years old. I will never experience one.
I'm just out of time, but just in terms of protecting it now, while it is in and around Belcarra, people are obviously very interested in seeing it. Will it frighten it to see lots of people around, or can it continue to feed on crayfish and just live out its life?
It's the coolest bird you'll ever meet. It doesn't scare at all. People have been, you know, getting point blank views of it. And the great thing is, there's a lovely river walk there, and it's cordoned off, so the bird cannot be disturbed. Most important thing is, if people are going to photograph it, give the bird space. That's the most important thing.
Okay. Well, all roads now lead to Belcarra and the yellow-crowned nighthorn. And thank you for your enthusiasm. That's Eric Dempsey there, bird and wildlife expert.